When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm Perry. This is Hidden Plain Sight. And to my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. Big day in Hidden in Plain Sight history. You're not aware of this yet, though. I have purchased YouTube Premium.
Wow.
We will no longer be forced to suffer the random ad breaks in our video.
We've finally broken free from the big ad industry.
Yeah, and a little heads up to everyone. If you're going to pay for YouTube Premium, don't buy it through your phone, because Apple charges an extra 30%.
It is kind of extortion to be like, hey, pay us a little more money. We'll get rid of these pesky ads for you.
I'm also not sure. I've only had it for a few days, so I'm not sure if it actually gets rid of all ads or just most of them. I haven't encountered any yet, though. I feel like what we watch is obscure enough to not be bombarded with ads.
You would think so, but then Brother Bobby's fucking got ads out the ass.
Well, so that's my hope, is that on videos like those, we won't see it. I'm guessing probably on the more popular videos, there's still going to be ads, but I guess we'll see.
What a brilliant extortion to take away ads and get people hooked on ad-free content and be like, psych. Now there's going to be ads, and if you want us to get rid of them, oh, you're going to have to pay extra for that.
Yes, a whopping.
You know that sick thing we used to do for free? $10 a month now.
I wish. Well, it's $19 a month if you go through your phone. I think it's $13 if you buy it through the website. It's all fucking
dumb. Well, that's
dumb.
Just dumb.
Yeah, it's also, YouTube is bordering on unusable if you still have ads, which is finally what got me to do it. It's insufferable.
I think that's their plan.
Yeah. I assume
they've run like the numbers and done the statistics on like how many ads is just enough to piss people off to pay to get rid of them.
It's just enough to be frustrating, because like multiple in a 10-minute video is absurd. So even though you can like skip after 5 seconds, you still have to be near your phone to.
Yeah, you have to be actively paying attention.
But yeah, someone in the comments gets credit for spurring me to do this. They had brought up that maybe we should look into it. I was like, yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
Go to patreon.com and fucking give us more money.
Yes. For, you know, if we get a few people to sign up, that covers the very, very expensive $14 a month.
Yeah.
Which I probably should have been paying for this whole time. Okay. Now, speaking of that, speaking of people listening to the show, this is another video we were sent on Patreon.
Wow.
Poke Runyon, The Magic of Solomon. I think this guy has a degree from CSUN. So that's kind of a point against him to start off with, but we'll see.
How many people you figure paid that $250,000 fine?
I bet there's just one dude. I bet there's one guy for all of these who they just royally fucked over.
That's been a thing forever, and I always wondered, like, how many people they actually pop for this?
Well, do you remember back in the Napster days when that first went illegal? There was some dude who got busted with a bunch of music on his computer, and they tried to sue him for, like, several $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's retarded.
And I don't think the plan is ever to get that money. I think the plan is to sue a guy for a ton of money, have that make the rounds on the news, and then all the kids go, well, shit, I don't have $10 million. I better just pay for
music.
I mean,
I guess, but like, this never was really a deterrent. It was always just like, okay, buddy, come and get me.
No, of course. I mean, we're watching this on fucking YouTube. Clearly, this was made before YouTube existed. So, yeah, it's not really effective.
Look, some laws you're meant to disobey, okay? Unjust, tyrannical laws are meant to be disobeyed.
Well,
our founding fathers would have wanted you to pirate things.
We might get into some of that, because I think it's about magic rituals and maybe people who use them. I'm not entirely sure.
Gay sex.
But I wanted to watch a video that was not just, you know, Corey Good or David speaking aimlessly. This was like put together with the purposes of people consuming it and actually enjoying it.
If you have the fine warning, that is a sign of high production quality.
Speaking of Corey Good did a live on Rumble the other day to a whopping 40 viewers. So
See, but, that's the thing is David still pulls numbers.
Yeah, David gets like several thousand.
Yeah.
So I think, you know.
That's how we know who the star really was.
Well, Corey, I don't know what's going on with him. Obviously, he had botted his views previously or like his Twitter followers because he's got, you know, like 70 something thousand Twitter followers. And then he'll tweet something and get like 300 views on it, which doesn't make any sense. But I didn't know he had fallen to that 40 people for a guy who used to have a TV show is pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, I mean, he never really was a live stream person. That was kind of David's forte.
Yeah.
But 40's pretty bad.
Okay.
That must be a real blow to the ego.
Let's watch the CSUN magician.
Does prove anyone can get into CSUN.
I guess I should explain California State University Northridge is the
it's a joke.
It's the state school by where we grew up, and it's the school anyone goes to when they can't get into any other school.
Yeah, I literally don't think they turn people down.
Yeah, it's like the backup school.
Yeah, it's a safety school, as they say.
Demonstrated in this video are performed by practicing.
My mother
magicians
went there, so I feel like I can criticize it.
So did mine. Inside an actual magical tip, not on a Hollywood soundstage. I like how they have to give like these are professional magicians. Don't try this at home, kids.
Well, the thing to remember is this. Based on the style here, I'm going to guess this was made right around the time, you know, Satanic Panic was really up and kicking. So people were really dumb in the 90s and 80s. They thought, yeah, like, this was real fucking magic.
They thought they were doing fucking dark magic and voodoo.
The techniques shown are authentic and very effective. Viewers are warned against casual experimentation with these methods. Mind-altering substances should never be used in connection with this practice.
What? This is, seems like a really unnecessary prelude.
Also,
why are you telling me not to take like acid and do magic?
Also, 0% of historical magicians have been sober while doing magic. It's not a sober endeavor.
Yeah, I mean, believing you can actually do magic is an inebriated thought.
It requires drugs, yeah. I think.
Only mature persons in good mental and physical health should undertake.
Yeah, only people who aren't insane should do magic.
What is this warning?
It's the dark arts, dude. You can't just get involved.
Don't be mentally ill or high and do magic, everyone. That's a dangerous combo.
Look at this. It's like a full contact martial art. We're going to learn.
I mean, now this does represent someone who takes their magic serious.
We're going to see some kung fu magic here.
I would be interested in a magician who's like, hey, this is pretty dangerous stuff I'm doing.
Psycho-spiritual development. That has been misunderstood and maligned.
Oh, you're not gay. You're misunderstood.
Solomon's magic are not
magic with the K is so faggy.
It really is. Pacts with the devil.
All right, I'm in with pacts with the devil. You make pacts with the devil, I'm in.
Deep caverns of the mind, carrying with them.
You know, I didn't watch this video ahead of time, and I'm starting to hope it's not going to be this for an hour and a half.
It's actually an audio book.
Please have a person I can watch.
Wow, the Church of the Herbetic Sciences.
Yes.
All right, there's going to absolutely be some gay sex in this.
Well, that's what the magic is. That's what they're talking about. You should not do this. Well, you must be sober when you engage in these practices.
Please wear protection when practicing magic. So I'm going to call being gay from now on. Oh, you're practicing magic?
It's magic with a K. Magic with a K is butt sex. Wow. The prestigious California State University Northridge.
It really is so hilarious to proudly display that degree. No one proudly displays that degree.
Master of Arts in Anthropology. Yeah, I guess the best equivalent these days would be like proudly displaying your
This is
like
essentially
DeVry.
Yeah, this is essentially a community college degree.
Now, it used to be a bit more respected back in the day when our mothers went there, I guess. But yeah, not so much anymore.
No. Now, a few of the people from Ancient Aliens were from CSUN.
Of course they were. It's where all fucking stoners go.
Hey, dude, like, what if we taught a course on aliens?
Damn, look at these books.
Ye Lemegaton of Solomon, ye King.
And it is to be noted that Solomon did this because of their pride.
That dude looks like fucking, what's his name?
I'm trying to place him in my head,
too. The Hunt for the Red October.
Oh, yeah, Sean Connery.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking Wish version of Sean Connery. I bet those gay books cost so much.
I'm a cultural anthropologist. And
look at his chain.
Damn, bro. This dude has swag out the ass. Look at this drip.
Let me turn it up a little. He's everyone in this community whispers. They're all mumbly.
For the past 25 years, I've been studying and practicing our own culture's unique and powerful form of shamanism.
Look at his eyes.
Just have completely ignored it.
Definitely not on drugs.
Yeah, good Lord. His eyes are as open as they can be, and he's not blinking.
It's magic.
In this video documentary,
I'm going to count how long it takes him to blink.
An expedition to a strange world. In many ways,
it's mesmerizing.
Yeah, he's just
blink.
He's not blinking.
For the very first time.
What is he geeked out on? Jesus Christ, he's not blinking.
It works. The magic ritual has worked.
Invoked holy angels.
Now I need a little magic dust. Okay, now we can do magic.
What you're going to see is
he's too coked up to blink. The muscles in his eyelids are paralyzed from the fucking anesthetic he's been geeking on.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going to do this whole thing without blinking.
These methods have nothing to do with mind-altering drugs.
It's kind
drugs.
Of amazing.
And you don't even
okay, to stare straight at the camera without blinking for a minute and a half and then go, this has nothing to do with drugs.
His eyes are a little fucking inverted.
Need any special psychic talent?
He's going to blink sideways like
these
a lizard.
These are the secrets of a lost art that anyone...
I'm getting uncomfortable with how long he's gone without blinking.
My eyes are dry for him.
My personal magical adventure started back in 1969. At that time, I was a reclusive bachelor eking out
shocking.
Ooh, a reclusive bachelor. I like that.
I was a gay loser.
After years of pounding a typewriter,
I was still in the closet.
Constantly drinking coffee, my chronic indigestion finally turned into gut-wrenching stomach pains.
What?
The condition was misdiagnosed as an ulcer. Now, at that time, ulcers were thought to
did
be
did you cure with magic?
So being
of course.
A macho former Green Beret, I wasn't about to become Casper and have to eat milk toast.
Oh, yeah.
Sissy neurotic disease.
No, that gay shit.
Yeah. So, not me. I'm not going to be gay from an ulcer.
I think this guy might still be alive, by the way. So, you know, if he happens across this, how
still
how
blowing
you doing
people myself. At the magic shop.
Mastering self-hypnosis. In desperation, I learned the art quickly and was able to suppress the pain.
Well, that's good. Just pretend it's not there.
Worse. And I took myself
it's so funny to get a stomach ache and then just be like, well, I guess I'll just become a magician.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take medicine.
Yeah. Go to the doctor? No, I'm gonna learn dark arts.
No, I'm just gonna become a warlock.
Yeah.
Anyone has ever gone, but I could not heal that ulcer.
Wow, what a diamond.
As the doctors finally discovered when I was almost dead, I was carrying within me a gallbladder that had turned to solid rock.
Hell yeah.
In the latter stages of my illness, I was in a state that I now realize was a toxic psychosis. In my desperate attempt to cure myself, I had gone beyond self-hypnosis into the study of Tibetan tantric yoga. And finally,
what
was at that time...
He was trying to jerk off away his ulcer? Paths,
Western ritual
so
magic.
Do it.
I had been studying books about Western...
Man, this is a lot to do before just going to the doctor.
Seriously, just drink some Pepto-Bismol. It's very easily available.
I found this pink concoction.
I made a potion of calcium carbonate and light peppermint flavoring.
The 72 genie of the Arabian Nights that old King
He's got a little bit of Jesse Ventura in the voice.
Yeah, like a combination of him and
Sean
Connery.
The truth behind this fantastic story. Like Aladdin's wonderful lamp or Alibaba's open sesame.
I tried to summon a djinn to cure my ulcer.
Princes of the djinn that Solomon had imprisoned so long ago, and I was determined to find it.
Uh-oh. We've angered the writings spirits. Of the ancient There's a thunderstorm going on outside.
He's magicking up a storm.
On how to build, we've and angered the sea-sun warlock. He's coming for us.
The hours during which to summon them. Conjurations and names of power were all set forth. Complete and ready to recite. Hear me and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the aether...
Okay, I hate when they start doing magic, how they start, like, trilling their letters. I can't do it, but they speak like fucking Merlin, like it's old English style.
Upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the waters, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God may be obedient unto me.
Abracadabra.
Wingardium Leviosa.
You can feel the hairs start to rise on the back of your neck.
Let's see if he blinks.
He finally blinked. Jesus.
Spirits were summoning supposed to appear.
His hair looks like he just got fucked.
Once every few minutes.
was always missing from the old grimoires.
He was selling his ass for more cocaine.
Over a dozen ancient and modern.
Watch me turn a trick.
And for my next trick,
I'm going to make your dick disappear and so money in my pocket.
He puts a little coke on the end of the guy's dick to numb his ass out.
And modern writers and experimenters just simply didn't know how it was done. This suspicion turned out to be true. Turn of the last century, the famous, or if you prefer...
I like that the audio quality is vastly different from scene to scene.
I hope it ends with him getting kicked out of that library.
Sir, we told you you can't be in here.
Sir, we've asked you to stop doing magic in the library 14 times.
Commanding a spirit to produce an image out of curling, twisting smoke was more of an experiment in telekinesis than a vision from beyond.
Wow.
Aleister Crowley did not possess the secret technique, but he certainly...
How did he just pronounce his name?
Aleister Crowley?
That's what I heard.
...out of curling, twisting smoke was more of an experiment in telekinesis than a vision from beyond. Aleister Crowley did not
Aleister
possess...
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister. Okay.
That's new.
...but he certainly understood the
It's
philosophy.
Almost Aleister Sunday.
He stated clearly in his 1904 edition of the Goetia of the Lamegaton that... The spirits of Solomon's brass vessel are portions of the human brain.
Wow.
Even though I might have been temporarily insane at the time, I
All right, that's a pretty cool thing
that's
to say, though.
That's a sick caveat.
Yeah.
Even though I might have been temporarily insane at the time.
Look, I was crazy, but the magic is
real.
Yeah,
but this was super real.
I knew that magical visions were certainly hypnotic. In this respect, Crowley had been absolutely right. Solomon's
What about the gay sex part? He is a big fan of that.
Well, something tells me he's not going to get to that because, this people were less accepting of that lifestyle during this. So I'm going to guess he's going to avoid.
Did you go to the desert and fuck your man, sir?
I noticed that the sigils of the Lamegaton's Goetia spirits were very similar to the Vevey's of Caribbean voodoo.
It all represents the pussy.
On voodoo for one of my adventures published in 1967. I knew the voodoo trance wherein the participant
I have to be careful. I swap some buttons around. I got rid of the full clip.
Was the Vevey of the Ogun, drawn on the ground and illuminated by candles.
I had to replace it with
the symbolic signature helped to bring forth.
Miso Sally.
At this point, your high school science teacher might be saying,
"Look, Krusty the Clown being racist
is only in the mind. Weren't those old wizards and even the modern magicians like that Crowley fellow just using their imagination?"
He used a little bit more than that.
But the human imagination, inspired by its divine creator, is the most powerful force in the universe. A river of hopes and dreams that bears us all along on its flowing course, from the beginning to the end of time.
The imagination.
Okay. So the thing about magic. It's magic.
Of shouting angels and the imperial thrones.
Just drawing runes as quickly as he can.
Not chaos, not the darkest pit of lowest Erebus, or aught of blinder vacancy scooped out by help of dreams, can breed such fear and awe as fall upon us when we look into our minds. Into the mind of man.
Damn, this dude wanted to be a voiceover artist so bad.
Psychology that lies behind this powerful system. To begin with,
it's so funny how far guys will go to get their dick sucked. Develop these.
No, it's part of a ritual that King Solomon came up back in 1100 AD.
Well, certain guys, they just develop like an entire personality based around bullshit like this.
Hey, baby,
just,
you ever want to fuck a magician?
I guarantee there was some chick he was trying to impress.
Like the chick at the magic shop.
Yeah.
Symbolize the
I got my warlock's degree. What about you?
And sometimes lurid physical images. In magical operations, alchemy, the roof does not fly off as choirs of angels descend in blinding rays of light, nor does the floor crack open to disgorge a horde of fire-breathing demons. The actual effects of magic are very powerful, but they are also subtle and subjective. As Cornelius Agrippa,
well, that's not how I've been explained it.
There is another meaning than what is writ in the bare letters about this magical art. We must not look for the principle of these grand operations outside of ourselves. It is that internal spirit within us which can very well perform whatsoever the monstrous mathematicians, the prodigious magicians, the wonderful alchemists, the bewitching necromancers.
All this shit is, it's just praying with a lot of extra steps.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's kind of, it's praying, but you got to beat off and draw some runes.
Yeah, unless you're telling me you're like making things turn into gold.
Certainly an honored philosopher and magus. But we should remember that King Solomon was considered to have been the wisest man who ever lived. The wisdom of Solomon was proverbial. Therefore, we should not be surprised to discover that Solomon's art of magic...
Damn, one of the world's greatest rulers being into magic is pretty funny.
Before we assume the spirits...
Just having his slaves come up and be like, watch me do this trick.
Oh, wow, so impressive.
He does the old the thumb trick.
Well, Solomon, but they don't say what he was going to cut that baby in half. He was going to put it back together like that saw in half.
Look, he was working out a bit.
Yeah, he just fucked it up.
He didn't realize you couldn't actually put the baby back together. My bad.
It's like to that which is above to accomplish the miracles of one thing. Based upon this profound revelation, the Magi of classical times, the later medieval sorcerers, and the Renaissance magicians believed that the human mind was a miniature functioning model of the vast universe itself.
Wow.
The greater universe could be manipulated by magical operations within the personal sphere. Hermes Trismegistus.
Man, don't the scientists feel stupid now? Should have just done magic.
Well, had created their own lesser gods. Aren't all these thoughts the result of drugs, though?
Superstitious.
I get the vast majority of this consciousness shit probably.
I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah. I think marijuana was probably involved in a good deal.
Yeah,
of this.
Some little boozing.
Your high school science teacher might say. Well, ancient, yes, but hardly obsolete. After 2,000 years. This strange statement by the original founder of Hermetic philosophy was finally explained in modern terms by the eminent psychologist Carl Gustav Jung. In the 1920s,
well, and he's never gotten anything
presented
wrong.
His revolutionary theory that beneath and beyond the personal subconscious mind, there flowed a vast...
Yeah, he really started going nuts towards the end. He's writing about all kinds of crazy shit in the latter books.
I feel like most psychiatrists and philosophers go pretty kooky at the end.
Yeah, you can't think about the mind that much without going nuts.
You start getting abstract and you start aging.
The heroes, the beautiful courtesans, the martyred saints, and the monstrous villains of our past. Here were the mysterious...
I have to whisper or they'll throw me out of the library. Not so long ago.
And here were the... There is an always ordinance in effect.
Jung's famous colleague, Sigmund Freud, was quick to realize...
Who I also buy my cocaine from.
Yeah.
Rediscovered, and Freud was horrified by it. Carl, he whispered, you must not present this theory to the public, for if you do, you will release a black flood of occultism. But it would take more than Carl Jung's archetype and collective unconscious theories to release this flood of occultism that Freud feared.
Wow.
Theories by themselves do not produce results.
The triangle.
Oh, God. Results, well, you know what that means.
Still depends today, as he did thousands of years ago, on methods and techniques. Since time immemorial, magicians have placed themselves and others into states of trance, during which visions and oracles were received. We now know that this process was hypnotic, and that all the phenomenon we have come to associate with modern hypnosis was in fact known and practiced by ancient sorcerers under the guise of...
You're getting sleepy.
...spellcasting and enchantment.
Moving the pocket
the
watch back and
forth. The hypnotic effect achieved through a fixed gaze on a reflective surface is the reason why the crystal ball or shoestone and the dark mirror or speculum...
Maybe we need a crystal ball. I'm trying to think of something we can really round out the table here with.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
This was, and still is, a hypnotic process. And yet, the final secret of how to employ these magical aids was always missing.
Magical aids. That's what Magic Johnson taught.
The paraphernalia, the powerful conjurations, and the hypnotic effects. A spontaneous vision in the crystal or in the dark mirror.
I hope he teaches us how to do this.
Yeah, you're really hyping it up, but not showing us the goods.
One had to be a natural medium. And for all my toxic fever dreams and my hypnotic experiments, I had certainly become a mystic, but not a clairvoyant.
And I was crazy, but I was good.
A way that anybody with the desire and the determination could summon these spirits to visit.
Why don't you magic away your gut, badass?
I tried placing a crystal ball.
That is always kind of the issue with this, right? As you would think, you know, if you had magic, There's probably a few things you'd want to fix, like, immediately, which is you'd probably make yourself look kind of decent.
Probably figure out how to make a few calories disappear.
Yeah, do some stare at a crystal ball
then
and do
when I
that.
Stepped back inside the magic circle, as the operator was supposed to do, according to the ancient texts, the 60-millimeter ball appeared the size of a doorknob. I knew that the crystal had to be used inside the circle
for the
invocation
math
of the angels. Yep. We had to put something
okay,
in
now
triangle.
if we blink real hard, we'll see visions. Fascinating.
Fetch me my magic wand. It's just an oil burner with it.
Provide a viewing surface.
Now, don't do this at home.
Yes, the spectrum.
You gotta be a professional.
Take your magic wand and your magician's torch.
Into those caverns measureless to man, the poet Kolru.
Sparketh the crystal. Have visions.
Now blow out the magic smoke.
But how to use it?
You're just like a dragon.
And then something that I had read.
They're all just complex rituals to get high.
Something about the use of
breaks out his black mirror and starts cutting up lines on it.
I mean, that is sort of all this shit is you try and get yourself in some sort of delirious state where you then can pick up the signals of the universe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easier to do high, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. All the time.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The book was called Tantra, the Yoga of Sex by Omar Garrison.
Yeah, I want to think about this guy fucking.
It just always goes back to getting your dick wet.
But that's what I'm saying. All of this is because he was trying to get his dick sucked. This entire system of magic and all the accoutrement he has, even probably his fucking degree.
He went all the way to the occult to get pussy.
Yeah, that's all this is.
What if I could make pussy appear?
One's own face in a dark mirror flanked by candles. As I reread this section in Garrison's book, I felt
at least time. Like the Mesoamerican, you know, shamans and shit were up front about where they got their visions. They were eating mushrooms and drinking ayahuasca. They were high as a kite.
Yeah, they were taking the good stuff.
They're like, oh no, I literally have to be high for this to work.
Yeah, it's the ceremonial medicine.
Yeah, they were never like, no, I can do magic. They're like, let me get blitzed and see if I can talk to the spirits.
Also, you're going to have to get blitzed to believe me.
I might have to sleep with your daughter also. That's
and your wife.
Yeah.
And your mother.
Yeah, and maybe a few other virgins if you can find them.
And maybe you, depending on how intoxicated I am from the spirit.
Occasionally the spirits get weird, okay? I'm not one to judge the spirits.
If one stares in a darkened room into a mirror flanked by candles, after several minutes, a strange phenomenon will almost always occur.
I get hard.
Familiar reflection will fade out. The mirror will go black.
All right, well, couldn't you do it right now?
When the image returns,
it will be the face. The problem is, this is just a fucking, it's an optical illusion. Like, he's not wrong. If you stare at the mirror long enough in the right light and your appearance, like, you'll
see some shit, sure.
Yeah. You'll disappear.
Someone or something.
I'm not sure.
This experience is usually accompanied
some sort
by
of magical enlightenment.
Sense of an otherworldly presence. It was obvious that this phenomenon must have been discovered a long time before any concept of reincarnation. It probably went back as far as the Paleolithic.
The fuck does a mirror and candles have to do with reincarnation?
At their reflections in dark, still pools of water, seeing the strange transformation occur and being convinced that they were in the presence of their gods. I suspected that in a ritual setting using
what a loser.
God, it's so gay.
It looks so lame.
It is so gay. Might be summoned from the other side. Like, just get into Freemasonry. At least there's people to hang out with.
That strange passage in the Bible that reads, God fashioned man in his own image.
All of this feels like a video that would be confiscated by the police. Like, this feels like some sort of child abduction ceremony.
That's probably going to be one of the next parts. He'll just have a small child with him, and he'll start going over that ritual.
By which the elements are overturned.
Oogie boogie.
The earth moves, the sea rolls back.
Pussy, please let me get pussy.
Removus consentus.
No, I have to hit it raw for the ceremony to work.
Appear before this circle.
Condoms block the magic.
In fair and human.
Do you think you have to talk like this when you do the ceremony, or are you allowed to talk normally?
Well, they all seem to talk like this, so maybe it's just kind of their vibe.
Come presently. Come visibly.
They're spooky maxing.
I mean, this is just the religious version of theater kids, right?
I think these are actually just theater kids. I think theater kids and magic kind of go hand in hand.
And by the power of the Archangel Raphael.
For Raphael. Damn, fucking hit the acapella.
Yeah.
The fucking
falsetto.
Went falsetto on us.
Raphael. I command thee.
Good stuff, buddy.
And speak unto me in a clear, intelligible voice in my mother tongue, free from ambiguity and guile.
Now I'll give you a mother tongue.
Man, the dude who had to edit this must have been so confused.
I'm going to guess it was him. I think this might be a self-produced endeavor. Maybe you got one of the students at CSUN.
But only sleeping. Hardly longer than a wink.
This is excellent video editing skills.
Yeah, I can really tell what's going on.
I have another drink.
I agree with that part.
After this discovery, the use of the magic mirror in an elevated triangle seemed obvious.
This
17th century Lemegaton manuscript clearly shows a large, black-filled circle in the center of Solomon's triangle. Notice that the instructions written around the triangle say,
well, I can't read that.
Off from the circle.
Or wait, is that in English?
The triangle? That's
why is
Solomon
this in English? It's supposed to look old.
Yes, it's 12th century modern English. The triangle that Solomon commanded the disobedient spirits into, if it is to be made 2 feet off from the circle.
Over, not 3 foot across, as the published version has it.
Of course.
The triangle was intended to be raised up to eye level. And this drawing, from a 16th century manuscript by the mysterious
Great, it's a fucking ancient
Rudd,
IKEA manual.
Yeah, okay, some assembly required.
Secret seal
Use this, thou dowel.
Clearly depicted on the reverse side.
If exactly the parteth right, is not included.
We know that polished obsidian mirrors were used in the Neolithic
foiled again.
Middle Eastern city of Katal Hayuk, as far back
the evil magician IKEA has... IKEA has stolen
later,
my goods.
In the time of Solomon... The Egyptians and the Canaanites made mirrors of polished copper and of silver, metals attributed
to the you know what I will say? So far, I like it, because normally they get really excessive in these magic rituals. A mirror and candles are pretty easy to come by.
Yeah, you know, it's low cost, high reward.
I extended my
Do we have a handheld mirror here? I feel like we should be attempting some of this.
That it was
I probably
more
not.
Effective if the magician
I guess we also don't have candles, do we?
A passive receiver who could then concentrate totally on the mirror. Under the power of the Archangel.
Oh, hey, look, he's got a friend. Is that a man or a woman?
I was about to ask you. Maybe that's what the magic is for.
He turned it trans.
It's not gay anymore.
It's not gay. She's got a girl dick. I turn this male dick into a girl dick. Therefore, I'm not a fag.
Transmutation.
Trans women are women.
I am here. What do you desire? He's like a Kinsey Institute magician.
So I had the secret. Like Dr. Frankenstein, I had learned how to do it.
But make a man into a woman.
It's all just elaborate rituals to be not gay anymore.
And therefore, my homosexuality was cured.
Well, if you put on a robe, it's harder to see the penis.
Make his mistake.
Before and then you just look in the mirror, so it's not gay.
And release these spirits into the world again. I
wanted Her
to fully
name is Michelle.
The not philosophical and spiritual significance of a system that had been such a closely guarded secret for so many thousands of years. I had to ask myself, was it possible that there
he
were
He reminds me of the, what the fuck was the guy who did that champagne commercial where he got Orson Welles?
Orson Welles.
Let's play that for a second. Hold on. I'm going to go power crazy now that I don't have to worry about ads on YouTube. Let's see here. Orson Welles. Yeah. This is.
Turn camera.
Marked.
102, take one. With overlap, action please.
He just does nothing.
Action awesome, please.
Action awesome, please.
Does it do anything?
No.
Does it do anything?
Yeah, rolling.
102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne.
Ah. Okay. He's got a bit of Orson Welles in his presentation.
A little
here.
Bit.
In our past.
He also looks like Ben Kissel from Last Podcast on the Left, but formerly of Last Podcast on the Left.
Unawakened. How had the beautiful goddess Astarte and her handsome consort,
he's
Prince
beaten
Baal,
off the tile,
been transformed into demons in the medieval books of black magic? Well,
because they were Indian.
I found the answers to these questions
in
the mysterious, long-lost biblical book of Enoch.
It really does all come
together,
doesn't it?
In those mythical prehistoric times before the Great Flood,
they all pull from the same sources.
The book of Enoch tells of a war in heaven in which God and his loyal host of angels, led by the Archangel Michael, were arrayed against a horde of rebellious angels who had lusted after the daughters
now,
of men.
If this guy's still alive, we should team him up with Dave.
Where they were breeding a race of giants.
Yeah, they love magic. Humans, the forbidden secrets. Although he'd probably get creeped out by the Satan stuff.
The Book of Enoch goes on to relate that the four great archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel,
and Donatello,
these fallen angels at the four corners of the earth, where they became known
it was
as
Turtle-tastic.
Jewish, Christian, and Islamic theologies retain
Master Splinter.
The traditional loyal angels of heaven, especially those four great beings who rule the quarters of the universe, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. But they had no place for the gods and goddesses of the ancient pagan religions they had conquered. And so the rabbis, the priests, and the imams practiced a sleight of hand trick and reclassified the homeless but not forgotten pagan deities as those same fallen angels who were already chained in deep pits at the ends of the earth. Thus,
word.
Their greatest rival, the Canaanite thunder god, Prince Baal, became...
Hey, wasn't that...
Baal.
This is one of those hats where they say the head takes
alien.
Up the entire hat.
Yeah,
that guy's an alien.
First among the
that guy is
fallen,
a vaguely anti-Semitic caricature.
With a frog and a cat?
Once.
I don't get it.
I think it's a spider, too.
Prince Baal's beautiful consort, the goddess Astarte, queen of heaven, and mistress of the Temple of Love, was transformed into the demon Astaroth.
Oh, they just made them all men and evil. I see.
And vaguely Jewish.
Kind of Jewish, yes.
The true history of the fallen angel. And she
through magic, I've discovered the final solution to a very specific question.
We're going to make them all disappear. I invented these magic boxes.
Yeah, it's David Copperfield.
if we shovel them all into the boxes, we can get rid of them quickly.
See these 1 million Jews? I'll cover them with a curtain.
From which he called them forth to do his
will.
Even to assist him in building the great and holy temple.
Abracadabra, they're gone.
Can our fantastic legend have any truth behind it? Are we really seeing
Hitler was a magician?
Gods and goddesses became the fallen angels in the dark mirror in our magic triangle?
I mean, this guy is basically what Hitler was. Not saying this guy's fucking anti-Semitic, but I mean, you know, Hitler got a little carried away with the magic shit, too.
Yeah, he did. Tried to create a whole master race.
Yeah, so if this guy was, you know, the world's worst bigot, it's kind of the same thing.
Make him the leader of a country and let's see what happens, you know?
Really coming from these deities and demons of the dim past, have we...
It's so cool that a guy who was running a country was thinking shit like this.
It was a better time, back when your rulers could be sick. Just get into cool shit.
Yeah, guys can't have fun anymore.
No, you kill a few million people and everyone freaks out about it. Oh, I was trying to do something great. Okay, yeah, get mad at me for trying to achieve something worthwhile.
Well, I mean, I've never really thought about it, but many of these magic rituals, they do say the most powerful ones are the one where you fucking kill a guy.
Yeah.
So was the Holocaust just some grand fucking magical...
Ceremony? I thought I had to kill them for the magic. I thought that's how the spell worked.
Well, if you're trying to get a bunch of dark magic power, killing millions of people would be the way to do it, I guess.
Yeah, look, you don't like the methods, but the outcome is what matters.
Now, I would say I guess that's kind of proof that doesn't really work, because if killing, you know, whatever it is, 17 million people in the Holocaust,
yeah, isn't enough,
you're probably not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's hard to put up 17 million bodies these days.
This ancient art is not a party game or a Halloween prank. There is no place in the magic circle for the dabbler or the thrill seeker. Every aspect of the system, spiritual, psychological, and technical, must be thoroughly understood before these experiments are undertaken. Like knights of olden times, magicians must be trained.
Oh, you're just like a knight.
Yeah, you, the noblest of men.
First, you should
a knight of the round table's pizza.
Philosophical fortress when you open the gateway between the worlds. It represents the perfect circle of the vast universe and the unbroken boundary of your own being, which are one and the same when you practice Solomon's art. As above, so below.
Are you looking for your lighter, which is in your hand?
You should know that even back in ancient times, the triangle represented the philosophical first plane of manifestation. It acts as a cage.
Whoever made the triangle made a mistake. They couldn't have possibly known it would be used for all these purposes.
Yeah, I'm sure they're horrified.
Back at the dawn of time.
Wow, look at that screensaver.
Crushing it. This is high quality stuff.
Just one point. Next,
we'll look at a series of tubes of various colors.
And connect it to the first, so that we have a line.
Oh, well, then, maybe we are going to look at that.
We have our triangle, the first flat surface. Now,
look at
when
it.
We create point four, we
kind of looks like one of those pedophile symbols. Like
why is he
triangles?
Doing this in space?
As long as we refrain,
because it's cool.
Five, setting our thing in motion, we will constrain our creation to remain in its position. We will keep our spirit within the triangle. Traditionally, the name of the Archangel Michael, the Angel of Power, was separated into three syllables.
Okay, so we need a triangle with a circle in it.
And written in the corners of the triangle to add a visual emphasis to the symbolic geometry that bound the spirit. You must understand this concept thoroughly before you open Solomon's brass vessel and release the genie. It matters not whether you are a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or even a pagan. These archangels are very much a part of our Western tradition.
Wow.
They represent the positive forces that drive the engine of the universe and the love that holds it all together. In the order of the Temple of Astarte, we conceive and visualize them
the Temple
as
of
complementary
Aspartame.
Male and female beings. For
it's
angels
full of Coke Zeros.
In any form they wish.
Well, I don't think this guy's ever had a Coke Zero.
They activate your magic circle of protection. Casting your circle with a pentagram ritual before each operation is...
These guys must go through a lot of candles.
Alone is not enough.
Yeah. There's got to just be wax all over their shag carpet.
Yeah.
You must have them inside as well as outside.
I'm going to buy those little electric candles. Okay, man, how do you do this and not just... You have to know how ridiculous this is.
Put on a fucking, I look so sick right now, dude.
Dress up like Gimli from Lord of the Rings and yell at a mirror.
Bro, I look so badass. Hit it with the reverb.
Well, this is a very serious ritual, yeah. And you must take it seriously.
We need the delayed reverb on this for the magic.
Fetch me my Party City helmet. I must conjure.
This is the very first time we have ever permitted cameras into the inner sanctum of the Order of the Temple of Astarte.
Wow.
Wow.
The Order of the Temple
Notice
of Astarte.
Notice the names of the great
Is he sitting in a box?
In Phoenicia, around the magic circle.
Maybe?
You will hear these same names invoked in the traditional pentagram ritual that precedes and follows every magical operation.
I mean, this looks like a child sex dungeon.
Ritual by itself is not
I think it might more than look like it.
Is this on Epstein's Island?
Indwelling within you. Otherwise, opening the brass vessel.
Go, God,
like
he let the genie out.
Pandora's box, which, according to the ancient Greek myth, released evil into the world and then could not be reclosed.
Well, why'd you
Therefore,
open the fucking box then?
Close it.
The art of angelic invocation before you proceed to its darker counterpart, the evocation of Solomon's 72 spirits.
Okay.
All right, so you are doing demon magic.
Wait a second, though. 72 spirits, is that aligned with the 72 virgins that...
I don't know. The Muslims probably stole it.
They're biting the style.
Along with the secret of
Oh, yeah,
of
only
triangle.
A sane guy would use something yeah. that looks
Personally
like that.
No, this looks legit. This isn't mental illness.
The fact that the 72 spirits of the brass vessel...
Showing that to the fucking guys at the psych ward. Be like, no, I'm summoning the 72... It's right on this wheel.
Or extended
Invocating
name of God.
A
now,
demon.
derived or suffix angels are not as personified as the archangels of the quarters or the angels of the planetary spheres, but they do provide a direct channel of power through which the four archangels of the quarters.
Okay, I think I'm getting this. This in rehab, they had something called the feeling wheel that looked exactly like this, by the way. But
it's magic from therapists.
I think what he's saying is you pick like one of these things to invoke, and then if you invoke one of those, that gives you access to the next tier.
Oh, it's like leveling a character.
Correct. It's almost like this is just bizarre nerd shit.
Yeah, it's almost like you're LARPing.
Control.
Now, once you get to level 44
of the spirits of the brass vessel. Unless this concept is understood,
just spins the wheel. Come on, Gabriel. Come on, Gabriel.
We're on spiritually dangerous ground. These Shemham Farash angels even have their own sigils, and there is a short invocation for each one of them. The careful operator should use both.
And before anyone be careful. The temple of Astarte, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
You must be very careful when you draw these squiggles on a circle.
Yeah, you won't want to do anything hasty.
Well, the wrong squiggles will.
Well, there's
end up
another
dead.
Book in the Lamegaton Compendium that probably should have been published with the Goetia. It's called the Almadel of Solomon, and gives us a very effective method for invoking, and by that I mean calling down the angels. The original Almadel was a tabletop device made entirely of wax.
Well, can you demonstrate
this
for
was
us?
An ingenious design. The square slab of wax had holes at each corner through which the four candles were inserted, leaving enough length below to raise the little platform high enough so that a small incense burner could be placed beneath it, where the incense fumes could rise through another set of holes.
All right, but you know what the incense was, right? It was like hallucinogenic shit.
Thus adding to the hypnotic effect.
They were inhaling the fumes.
As with the Goetia, the secrets of the Almadel were not clearly explained in the Lamegaton.
This looks like such a pain in the ass.
I had to use equal measures of scholarship and inspiration.
It is an incredible amount of setup, yeah.
But the effort was certainly worth the trouble. Because the Almadel.
I mean, I guess that's probably kind of the point, though, is that if you put this much work into setting it up, you're probably more likely to believe it's going to pay off in the long
term. I mean,
you
would have to go through all this trouble.
Yeah, otherwise, it's just a tremendous waste of time.
Yeah, if I did this like 2 times and nothing happened, I'd be like, all right, well, fuck that. I'm going to go fucking do the gay sex ritual instead.
The Almadel's angels are not arranged in an ascending hierarchy. They are attributed to the four quarters and the 12 signs.
Well, why
didn't
your DVD do better then?
Each of the four quarters governing the three astrological signs.
Didn't you have a spell for that?
In other words, the signs of air, fire, water, and earth, which we know are governed by the four great archangels of the quarters. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel.
What about money? Which one
realizing
does that
this,
work for?
We can simply disregard the late 17th century.
Yeah, you never have enough money. You spend it too. It all gets spent on wax circles.
Magic supplies aren't cheap.
And thus restore the Almadel system to its full power and purpose, as shown here in our Master Mandala. Each of the four great archangels of the quarters empower three sets of six Shemham Farash angels, who in turn control three sets of six counterpart spirits.
Yeah, I think
that. Distributed two to each of the 36 decans, or 10-degree divisions of an astrological sign. This occurs in similar...
So I think I was right. I think you got to work your way, you conjure the inner guy, and then you work your way to the outer
guy. Okay.
All around the zodiac. If you find this confusing at first glance, you can study the Master Mandala.
Who would find it confusing?
Who would find this bizarre chart with thousands of names on it confusing?
Yeah, no, it's super straightforward.
Simple and easy to work with. You will note that our modern Almadel is combined with the traditional double cube altar. We have shielded the candles at the four corners, and an incense chamber below has been added, with slots cut around the central compass rose to allow the rising smoke to surround our crystal shoestone, which is placed on our master mandala that unifies the Goetia and Almadel systems in one all-encompassing design. Notice that we've placed low stools around the foot of the altar so that four of our people may sit and gaze up at the smoke-shrouded crystal haloed in spectral light. With nothing else in their view.
Watch this magic ritual.
Now, let's see how
the
this
secret
works
ceremony.
Ah, oh, and just
before
like that, relief.
Of invocation or evocation,
hey, a woman.
We open our circle and call maybe down the archangel with a golden dawn style invoking ritual.
You know, magic magicians have been very progressive, historically speaking.
Yeah.
We will employ the banishing version of the same rite.
Well, I'm not sure it's a coincidence all these women are wearing very baggy clothing. Is that a sword?
Oh, I thought she pulled out a wand.
Mega Duda.
She's going to circumcise herself.
Om.
Me a like of the fly light.
All right, but you're saying these things and nothing's happening.
I mean, Adonai.
Do I just grab a kitchen knife and start waving it at shit?
Like, is she going to eventually stab a child with this sword?
Adonai. Harry Potter.
Jewish shit. Muslim shit.
Le'olam Adonai.
L'chaim.
Before me, Raphael. Behind me, Gabriel.
I love that the angels require you to sing.
The breaking out into random song is fantastic.
I mean, it is just theater kid shit.
This is performance art, except no
at
one's
my
usually
right hand,
watching.
Michael, at my left hand, Oriel.
Ooh.
Around us flame the pentagrams. Above us shines the six-rayed star. Atah, Malkuth.
That's trouble with a capital T. That's trouble.
Om.
He's going to have sex with this lady.
We call thee
great archangel.
No. I feel like if she's doing spells with you, you're in.
Of Tetragrammaton. Well, that is like, you kind of, a lot of these rituals do require fucking. Like that's
to seal the deal. You need the life essence.
Is this a bunch of people in black robes or are those? I can't tell if there's.
Looks like there's three of them.
Okay.
Come to us, O guardian.
I want to know how they afford to rent out this space.
Master teacher,
I'm in debt. I've maxed out my credit card.
Please fix my credit score.
We beseech thy presence.
They're going to take everything I have.
Shine forth from this pellucid crystal.
Taxation is theft.
Grant us a glimpse of thy glory.
Libertarian magician. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Officer, I'm allowed to do it.
I don't need a driver's license. What's next? A license to operate a toaster.
This is government overreach. The founding fathers didn't want this.
It's not what Thomas Jefferson
wanted. Astral energy shot through with golden rays of light. Then you know you are on holy ground, and the angel may speak through any one of you. You may not see Raphael in the crystal, but you
we might not see the angel.
Okay, so nothing's there, but it's working.
And his voice will speak within you. Until you have made such a connection and established such a bond.
You know, I wouldn't mind participating in one of these rituals just to get the vibe, but...
I mean, it seems like an interesting experience.
No, if anyone in Texas has access to a magic dungeon, hit us up.
Can our local magicians hit us up?
Guardian of the Southern Quadrant, Master of the Sacred Land.
I'd get so frustrated having to speak like that the entire time.
Lord of the Realm of Fire...
Yeah, it's like the gay version of a monk.
Grant us a measure of thy power and a warning of any dangers that might lie before us.
Great Archangel Gabriel, guardian of the Western Quadrant, Lady of the Waters and Mistress of the Holy Grail, quicken within us the faculties of sympathy and of intuition.
This is not gay. It's totally cool.
I'm not having a midlife crisis. This is totally because I believe it and not because they fired me.
Women will like me.
Guardian of the Northern Quadrant, Lady of the Earth, and Mistress of the Holy Pentacle of Art, bring us in harmony with nature's cycle and make fertile all our just desires.
They got to get a quicker spell.
Yeah, these are kind of wordy, dude.
And lead us unto thy treasures. In the name of Adonai, Haaretz, Aurel.
It's a choir.
This really is just church for nerds.
Yeah, it's a choir where you yell at a box.
They're going to, like, play Yu-Gi-Oh next?
Uh-huh.
All I know is if these people have hard drives, they should be checked.
Yes.
Remember,
delete us the hard drive. No evidence.
Use a screwdriver.
I was holding it for a friend.
It was for a documentary.
So you shouldn't command them, and you certainly shouldn't banish them after the operation is over.
Oh, I'm under arrest. I have the right to remain silent.
I will summon a lawyer.
The four great archangels of the quadrants firmly on our side.
Does this guy get stabbed by a fucking paisa in jail?
And call forth the genie to appear in the dark mirror and
I plead the fifth.
As an example, we're going to summon the spirit Astaroth, who is described.
I don't know how that backpack got in the house.
A black youth broken and dropped it.
This is appropriate. Because the spirit Astaroth is actually the ancient Canaanite goddess Astarte. Therefore, we will operate as if we are evoking her in the seventh Kabbalistic sphere of Netzach.
What in the fuck is this?
With the understanding.
Looks like one of those things they used to have at doctor's offices where you like move the color ball through the...
I mean, like, it looks cool, but it doesn't look like it fucking means a thing.
Each sphere.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm not sure it's magical.
It looks like one of those, like, DMT paintings.
This concept is not difficult to grasp. If we think of the moon as a
silver get this
mirror,
guy to do DMT. Fucking
multicolored lights.
You want
to
do some magic?
Yeah.
That'd be too much magic.
That is really the secret. If you ever, if you want to see aliens, if you want to meet God, if you want to do any, just smoke DMT.
Yeah, smoke DMT or eat a shit ton of mushrooms.
You will meet aliens if you do DMT.
Yeah,
it is 100% guaranteed.
You're absolutely going to see something.
Queen of Heaven and the patron goddess of our temple.
Yeah, look how hot she is.
Through her inspiration.
But you gotta have something worth jerking off to for magical purposes.
You think that was like the first OnlyFans was all the hot chicks who got to be like priestesses at temples? 25 years. They just got paid to be hot?
Probably.
And like occasionally fuck?
After the lesser pentagram, which we have already demonstrated.
Oh, that was the lesser pentagram?
A planetary septagram ritual, internalizing and then externalizing the Kabbalistic lunar sphere.
I feel like these dudes love geometry, but don't understand it.
Is this a different guy? That's a different guy, right? I think.
Might be him. Hard to tell with the whole get-up on.
Well, they do have a shockingly similar body type, I will say that.
I do find it hard to believe there's more than three of them, though.
What a beautiful voice. What'd you do today? Oh, I sang to a knife.
I wonder what he thought he was going to get out of making this.
Pussy. I'm telling you, that's all this is.
I wonder if he, like, showed this to his family and be like, see, it's totally real. I made a DVD.
No one who has a DVD is illegitimate.
You think they would just let me make a video if this was bullshit?
Well, this, going back to the time period, it did used to be a huge barrier to entry to put out, like, a filmed product.
This took effort.
This was a lot of effort. Yeah. Like, you had to buy, this was on fucking, you had to have tape, and you had to edit the tape together.
You had to go to
that.
A place to edit it. You didn't just have that equipment.
Yeah, this is not a brief thing to undertake.
Ararita Shaddai Elkai.
Uh-huh. You gotta wave the knife at the candy cane. And then you...
Alright, so it might look like nothing's doing anything, but the ether is moving.
I would imagine these ceremonies are supposed to produce a result. So you think we'd see it.
Well, that's kind of the cop-out, being like, no, it's subtle. Being like, well, then what's the point?
The lunar sphere of your sun is hereby open. Home. Let the mystic circumambulation commence. Seven turns deusil in the sphere of Netzach of your sun.
They tried to, I think, track that audio in and post. He didn't exactly match it up to his mouth.
They did the best they could.
Oh, break out the sacred tambourine.
All right, yeah, no, it's just the same three people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, four. Wow. Who's this other pervert?
This is a knife.
Oh, wrong thing. It's the black version.
I mean, I guess in a way, Brother Bobby is a black magician.
Yeah. Not even in a way.
He is the master of all things dark and deadly. Now, see, these white people here trying to take it over, do the magic. You know what I'm saying? But they're too white. They don't got enough melanin.
The one chick over here looks vaguely normal compared to the rest of them. I'm trying to figure out.
There's obviously something wrong with her.
Yeah.
I suspect absent daddy, touchy daddy.
Maybe an eating disorder. It was the era, after all.
That's true. It wasn't actually a sickness back then.
It was a necessity.
That's just how we kept our country from getting fat.
People used to say Britney Spears was fat in 2001.
Mm-hmm. We used to have standards that were impossible to achieve.
Yes, absolutely unrealistic standards.
But striving for them made us better.
Get the door, it's Domino's.
30 minutes or less.
If the demon doesn't show up in 30 minutes, you get your money back.
Just crashing on the way from hell. Oh, fuck, Satan's gonna fire me if I'm fucking
gonna
late
my
again.
Job.
God damn it.
Thee I invoke, the bornless one. Thee that didst create the earth and the heavens. That is created.
The real way you can tell this is all nerd shit is how much shit it requires. Like, all nerd hobbies require you to buy a bunch of stuff, like a D&D. You got to buy the dice and the dice tower and all the characters.
This is 40K.
Yeah.
You're painting figurines all day.
Whom no one hath seen at any time. Fucking ketamine?
I hope so. I hope. Ah, damn. I wanted him to snort it off the end of the blade.
A sacred key bump.
Love one another. Oh, the holy ritual of the key bump. King Solomon invented this himself.
Fetch me the sacred parliament.
I am he, the truth. I am he who hates that evil should be wrought in the world. I am he that brings the lightning and the thunder.
Oh, there's all these cool toys. Life upon
the earth. Look, the accessories are pretty rad.
They always have awful rings, though.
Well, they're all very gaudy and corny.
Yes, the gaudy rings are a necessity in magic. Every spirit of the firmament
and of the aether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land or in the water, of whirling air or of rushing fire, and every.
It looks like the file from Dexter where he used to keep the blood of his victims.
Yeah, his bloods. That's his serial killer mark.
Yeah.
He leaves runes with his victims.
You stupid bitch, face the right direction.
This is why it used to be men only. I'm still not sold that's not a trans woman.
Yeah, I was getting a weirder view of her in the last one. It was from the side.
Yeah, she's a
it was
goddess.
The same. Yeah.
In the northern quadrant, under the power of
I'm gonna shove this up your pussy.
So far, all I've gathered from this is you need to do geometry and sing, which are two of my least favorite things. So for the hypotenuse.
They really are the biggest nerds. Yeah. Math and singing.
Yeah. Math and chanting.
Show tunes and math.
And the mighty princess, Geneo and Leocadie. Ministers of the seat of Tartarus.
Yes, the seat of Tartarus.
I'm just looking at his pupils. He is locked in.
They do look pretty constricted, don't they?
He is absolutely locked
in.
In
the holy and glorious names.
He's got a great falsetto.
He does.
Switch up, he does.
Hitting it like Cardi.
Spooky. The holy ritual is complete.
Now let's fuck.
I fucked so much pussy. I had to switch to pussy.
It's actually one of King Solomon's writings. When crushing so much pussy for the spell, you must switch to Badussy.
And manifest that which I desire. Being summoned by the true and living God, Heliorum.
I want them to interview the other people. Be like, so you're really into this, huh?
I'm going to guess they were students at the college.
Either that or I assume they're all junkies and he's feeding them heroin.
That is also a common thing in magic.
Yeah, but instead of like fucking for the heroin, he's like, can you participate in my magic ritual?
I like the like Flavor Flav clock type thing she's got going on.
Sea rolls back and the fire is generated and the earth moves and all the host of things celestial are things terrestrial.
Why is she wearing a cross?
Yeah, I don't really get that either. I mean, I guess it looks cool.
Yeah, I don't think God would be a big fan of this, though. It's kind of explicitly forbidden in that
yeah,
Bible thing.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of blasphemy summoning demons.
And speak unto us in a clear, intelligible voice in our mother tongue, free from ambiguity and guile.
I like that you have to request the voice not to be confusing.
Come.
Well, if you don't specify.
Adonai Chaddai, King of Kings. Commands thee.
She looks very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, she's been holding those fucking candles for an hour at this point.
Yes.
Well, he's just breathing into her ear.
Oh, I think. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wait, a demon's been summoned?
Oh, yeah, look at him.
Well, I'll be.
Welcome, you goddess Astarte. We apologize for summoning you with such strong incantations. But we hasten to declare.
You gotta apologize to.
Our bad for bothering you.
What?
But we hasten to declare that we command only that portion of you that dwells within us. Your higher presence we hold in true reverence and serve in all humility. Goddess, do you have an oracle for us?
I have an oracle for all those who would seek me.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't you see it? She's right in the mirror.
Really impressive stuff.
Through her own image. And in her own time. It is enough.
Why does she keep fading in and out?
The connection's not so good.
Oh, they got dial-up.
Yeah.
Now, each one must make her own sacred journey.
Yes, everyone's got to make their own sacred journey.
Great goddess Astarte.
Thank you.
We thank thee for
I will now go to
rites,
the holy Arby's.
And as we release your special
for the ritual of two for $5 sandwiches,
we ask that your essence
rose to
be. Strong within us. And we ask that you return to us when called by the rites.
Return with extra horsey sauce.
Horseradish is part of the rituals as well.
They forgot napkins. He's talking like a fucking loser every time you do shit.
She's going under the counter. I'll have a number four.
There are a few things I should mention about the ceremony you've just seen. If you demand the presence of a spirit who is actually an ancient god or a goddess, then you should apologize to them when they appear.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason is this. Our ancestors transformed these ancient deities.
Wait, maybe he can't do magic. His mouth doesn't match up to what he's saying at all.
And imprisoned them down in
he's throwing his voice.
Unconscious.
He's gaining the ability
now,
of ventriloquism.
You can treat them like medieval demons. You can conjure them with powerful incantations. You can use the curse of chains, or you can torment them into coming by burning their sigils. But
yeah, tormenting them into
how
coming.
How do you think they're going to treat you?
I see what he did there.
Remember, they are part of you, just as you are a part of the universal mind which we all share.
Wow, how profound.
They
that's good to know.
The collective unconscious.
We all have demons inside of us.
Evoke them. And they return to the universal mind through your image when they depart.
He does look way more chill after the ritual.
Because he came. He busted.
With respect, and the gods and goddesses among them with veneration. And for this reason, you should never, under any circumstances, attempt to use this system of evocation to bring harm to any other person.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't dream
well,
of
yeah,
that.
That would be in poor taste.
Obvious, but just to make sure you understand, this would be magically similar to calling up your enemy on the telephone and then detonating a hand grenade inside your phone booth instead of his.
Well, that would be unfortunate.
He may hear the explosion,
but you're the one who's going to get blown up.
No.
Note to self, put hand grenade in enemy's phone booth.
Noted.
Remember that
the ritual of Wile E. Coyote.
Teaching us the arts and the science.
The Acme.
Therefore, we should use Solomon's magic to grow in wisdom and understanding.
I need a giant slingshot.
I'm on unemployment.
And to experience the glories of the angels and the wonders of the spirit realm. If you use Solomon's magic,
the church and here is the steeple.
He's top genie.
Yeah.
Others should have no reason to fear you. Now that we've returned from our magic journey,
me so sorry.
Solomon's magic really works. You might be asking yourself, why is all this being revealed?
Yeah, I am.
Showing you without initiation and training. Secret techniques that have been closely guarded through the ages. Why have we shown you the actual equipment and how to use it?
Equipment? Well, it was candles in a mirror.
We didn't reveal these techniques to the general public, but in 25 years, during which time I personally initiated and trained over 100 students, it's not surprising that our secrets would leak out.
Man, before the internet, we really got up some cool shit.
Small groups presuming to
I'm going to go take
methods.
Some magic classes.
And a few years back,
learn to summon a demon or two.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a magic teacher.
I mean, it seems like a good hobby. You got to get certified.
Yeah, I got to buy some candles and print out a certificate.
In a beginning primer on ceremonial magic issued
I love
by
the zoom ins and the zoom outs. Man, he really loves his card box.
Recalling the magical misadventures of that world-famous mouse.
What? Mickey?
In Walt Disney's film Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's only so many famous mouses.
And let out all the spirits, which has compelled me
Stop letting the spirits out then.
From my wizard's tower and show you how to get them all back in again.
Uh-huh.
Why, they all just flow? Oh, no.
For the rediscovery and the modern development of the Glacier Almondel system we have explained and demonstrated in this video.
The Glacier Almondel system.
No secret, right. I now feel obligated to make the authentic and genuine system available to all sincere students who want to learn how to correctly practice this.
For the low, low price. $400.
$59.99 plus shipping.
Please refer to the Book of Solomon's Magic by Carol Polk Runyon.
Well, I trust someone with that name.
I like that he always includes that he has a M.A.
Yeah, Archmage Ordo Templi Astartes.
Like I said, I think he's still alive, so maybe we can...
It provides illustrations
maybe the magic does work.
Detailed instructions, enabling students to create their own
I wonder if
equipment.
Ordo Templi Astartes
is
still
around.
Most importantly,
this volume contains the Master Mandala. That is the essential key to the successful practice.
Wait, is the rest
art.
Of this just going to be an infomercial?
Yeah. Okay, so for what?
Wait.
$24.95? The Church of Hermetic Science.
P.O. Box Silverado, California. Okay.
Or money order for $24.95.
Yeah, $24.95 isn't so bad.
That was before inflation.
Yeah.
The Church of the Hermetic
a dollar
Sciences
used to mean something.
Yeah, you used to get a lot.
403 Silverado, California, 926.
Didn't when David was the time he went to L.A. and he freaked out, wasn't he recording in some sort of hermetic temple or am I? It
I
was
mean,
a temple. I don't remember if it was hermetic.
Probably. There's only so many places he can record 76. These days.
Oh?
I'm Pope Runyon, and the year is 2.
Whoa, we got an update?
All right.
You know, he looks pretty. Maybe the magic does work. It looks good.
He first released The Magic of Solomon video in VHS format in 1996. Since that date, it has sold thousands of copies.
Jesus,
you
really?
You've just seen
Damn.
The completely remastered, enhanced DVD version of this occult classic.
Oh, is this the DVD version?
Now, hell yeah.
Before we show you the historic OTA footage that we promised, I should make a slight correction on a statement that I made in the original version. Mm-hmm. Now you'll recall that when we opened the temple sequence, I said, this is the first time we have permitted cameras inside our temple. I should have qualified that statement because 24 years earlier, over in our Lake Avenue Pasadena temple, one of our members shot film footage of early OTA operations. This film footage was shown on a nationwide network TV show in 1974.
Uh-oh.
And it was rebroadcast in 1975. What you will see is an early version of the OTA Communion of the Elements ceremony and excerpts from a demonstration goetic operation.
Nice.
If you look closely, you will see the upright triangle.
I am innocent of these charges.
The dark mirror.
Despite what the film may show,
in reverse, you will see
a dark magician has edited the footage.
While you see the
my enemies clearly summoned a spirit to have that prostitute die at my house.
Watch closely.
So Mr. Polk Runyon, who by day is a salesman, by night is Grand Master of the OTA, the Order of the Temple of Astarte. Am I saying that correct, Mr. Runyon? This is a pagan organization which
Damn,
has
been
as
doing
its
this
focus
a while.
The study and
it
practice
pretty
of
fly
ceremonial
here.
Magic.
And, this is the 70s. Runyon, this is him in his prime,
a
dude.
A film, I believe, which we'll be seeing a little bit later on. But before we show that, I'd like to ask Mr. Runyon first about the Temple of Astarte and ceremonial
magic.
Are
they doing smoke?
Yeah,
or
why
is this shitty camera work?
Ed, I was almost going to say Fitch the Witch again. Ed had been talking about here for the first half hour.
There are a lot of similarities. There are some differences. I think the main differences in it is that
is
ceremonial
that a bubbling
magic
cauldron?
It has a biblical base. I don't mean that it's necessarily Christian or it's necessarily Jewish. What I mean is that it derives from a biblical mythology, so to speak. It also has something to do with the legend of Solomon containing the spirit.
It's very obnoxious to have a bubbling cauldron in front of you for an entire interview.
You know, in the 70s, they were trying to do new things.
One uses the names of power, the various names of God from the ancient Hebrew Kabbalah, to unlock this brass bottle and release these genies, so to speak. Now, actually, these genies are ancient pagan gods. Now, in our particular tradition, they're the gods of
right. Okay,
that guy doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
Does not care at all.
His producer pitched this idea. He's like, "Fucking fine. We got to fill time."
Yeah, it's October, I guess.
Warcraft cult is primarily drawing their mythology from Europe, from the Celtic and the Greek and the European tradition.
Would turning wine into water be called ceremonial magic?
No, I wouldn't call it ceremonial magic. I'd call it a good trick if he could do it.
Right? Oh, he did it.
Yeah, hit
now,
the button.
Let's take a look at this little bit of film and maybe even set up what we're going to see here. Right? This will be coming up in just a few seconds. This is
right. What you're seeing here is an entrance circumambulation.
Well, thank God we can know now we can see it.
The members are coming in and preparing.
This is footage I surreptitiously took.
They're sucking each other off. Turns into an orgy.
Looks like footage from medieval times.
And the lights of the lodge, of course, will be.
That's probably where they get their fucking equipment.
This is a mass of seven sacraments. You see the dagger and the cup that Ed was talking about there a little while ago. This is a tradition we share with.
Is that blood on that knife?
Hopefully.
This communion of the elements takes place around the magic circle, which we'll see in a little bit. The priest and the priestess here are sharing the elements of the communion between themselves.
Wow.
Listening to vinyl of spooky music.
Here she is holding
the hippies really got into some weird shit.
Look, man, drugs were new, and we didn't know what to do yet.
There were a lot of psychedelics going around.
Yeah, we weren't aware of how bad these things could fuck you up. Well, see, this is what happens when we criticize dark magicians. Fuck you and your camera.
Clockwise and receiving each of these four elements. They will inhale the incense and they'll take the bread and the salt.
What if we've actually died?
And they'll pass their hands over the fire.
That'd be pretty sick.
Two more.
Quick, upload the video.
Just for the basis of comparison, could the magic
It'd
be
proof of his magic ability.
Or to a sanctuary of sorts within the temple?
Not exactly. I think the better analogy, Tom, would be that it would be a representation of the universe itself. It represents the circular.
Now this all looks pretty gay. How do you figure that out?
How do you reconcile that?
Now here we have.
Well, actually, we get quite a lot of pussy doing this. So
actually,
you're
it's
gay.
Totally not gay.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief, this is not gay.
Yeah, I'm actually here today to spread the message. It's super not gay.
Magic is a hypnotic process, and a lot of people don't understand.
What is his skin silver?
I think he's wearing one of the helmets.
Oh, okay.
That something's supposed to come down on a moonbeam or come up through a crack in the floor. That's not the case. Now, you notice the Magus.
It'd be cooler if it did.
He's manipulating the wand, but he's intoning a 300-year-old conjuration from the Lamegaton, or Lesser Key of Solomon. The receiver there, or the seeress, is holding the evocation candle, staring at the triangle of art. She is in a trance, and she will...
Sounds like he's doing fucking play-by-play.
Well, you know, I bet this was cool, because the chick in this version looks to be about 20-something. So it's all cool when that goes, but when you can't get any new recruits, it looks less sexy as time goes on.
Yeah, when only the people you're getting are the goth kids from high school.
Yeah.
or her unconscious, if you will, and she will see it as an extra personalized entity outside the circle.
After what you've just seen, there can be no doubt.
Yep, you're right. That proved it, dude.
Innovators and developers of the dark mirror facial reflection method of Solomon's Goetic Evocation.
Yep, I'm convinced.
Thank you for your continued interest and your support. Before we close, I'd like to call your attention to our other video production, The Dark Mirror of Magic, The Visago Millennium Prophecy, which is now also available.
I mean, that's a cool name.
Extended DVD version.
Oh, this shit sounds cool.
This is a complete record of a Goetic operation in which a major prophecy for the new millennium was revealed and is already coming true.
I wonder what it was.
And finally, watch for the new, expanded, and revised second edition of the Book of Solomon's Magic.
Sick.
Which is the essential companion volume to both of our
video productions. Well, I can't be doing this without monetizing it.
Good magic, and God is bless.
God is you.
In closing,
yuck.
Please remember that Solomon's Magic is a valid spiritual and philosophical art form.
Okay.
It's also a very powerful system of personal
That's
transformation that should not be misused.
This is valid.
Anyone with neurological or psychological problems should consult a medical professional.
I love that they'd be like, hey,
experiments.
You're actually talking to the demons. You might need to talk to someone.
Persons under the age of 18 in magical
oh, okay.
Evocation.
You got to be over 18.
And well, the cops busted him once.
Any person or group
we learned our lesson.
We have demonstrated. This is not an activity for children or impressionable teenagers. The preceding documentary was introductory.
Magic isn't for impressionable teenagers.
No, this isn't kid stuff.
Yeah, that's not the number one category participating in this.
Even the Hogwarts, you start at 12. Look at her titties.
Titties on a Barbie doll. The
temple is closed.
Well, there you have it.
Maybe. It keeps going. There's been like five endings.
Is another post-credit scene? No, it's just him banging.
Okay, all right, we're done. Jesus.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty sick, actually.
I actually kind of enjoyed that. Yeah. It's nice to see someone try and put effort into this stuff.
I mean, there's something about, you know, dudes who do magic that take it serious.
Yeah, well, let me quickly, I do want to see if Mr. Pokey Runyon is still alive.
Pokemon Runyon.
Yeah. That's, when you Google him, that crazy chart comes up.
I mean, it's a cool-looking chart.
Doesn't see... Maybe he's alive. He's born in 1935.
Damn, that dude is old.
He's probably not alive anymore then. That was some time ago.
Hey, he's got a Metapedia.
I had no Metapedia.
He is a Freemason. All right, that explains some stuff.
Okay, Freemason, occultist, author, and filmmaker.
God damn it, he has a wife?
A relatively attractive woman, too.
The magic worked.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, these guys, I told you got into it for one reason, and it worked. So good for Mr. Pokemon.
Who'd have known it? I mean, I guess there was a time when doing magic got you pussy. Now it's gay.
Well, it was like the rebel, you know, these rebel things come in phases. It was magic at one point, and then it was punk rock and all the other shit.
Now it's being trans.
Yeah, and eventually it just becomes lame in the future. That's where all the shit you think is cool right now. It's going to be real lame by the time you grow up.
Yeah, everything. It's the cycle of life, you know?
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsidepod. We've got, I think, some documentary about kidnapping. Maybe two episodes this week?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. At Hidden Plainside Radio on Instagram. You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram, where you can watch him practice his magic. And we are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until next time, hootie hoo.
Mamba out.
Hootie hoo.